You see, Paul and Timothy's relationship is a great example of a big brother mentor. Timothy went with Paul everywhere, heard the language that Paul used in every situation, watched his body language and how he related to people. More than that, he learned how to live a Christian life. All right. The church community. I also have to say that the church community is literally to be our family. Now, unfortunately, in every church that I've been pastor of, I have had to redefine what I am saying when I say family. Because to many people, if you'd walk up to a kid in school and ask them what family is, they might say something like, oh, it's mom and dad yelling at each other, or throwing something at each other, or hitting each other, or hitting me, or sexually abusing me, or physically abusing me, or, I mean, on and on and on, right? That is what family is. It's like a few weeks ago when I said when we defined what love is. In the church, we have to redefine what love is because people are sometimes, in a family, told what love is by negative actions of adults and parents specifically. And so family, to me, is a place where you can come and be safe, where you can share your heart no matter how dumb you think it is, and people won't laugh at you, right? When you have a bad day, people will do their best, sometimes even irritatingly so, to cheer you up, right? Family is a place where you are safe, mentally, physically, spiritually, to be who you are and who God created you to be. Do you understand what family is? What I am defining family as? So, the church community is to literally be our family. The purpose here today and every time we gather together to worship is not to hear this sermon, is not to hear a choir or a liturgist or a movie clip. We are here to focus our lives on God and to glorify God. We need to rethink worship and say we have an opportunity and we are blessed to have an opportunity to gather together. Amen. Are you awake out there today? I know some of this is heavy stuff, and I apologize, but folks, there's a lot to this. And I try really hard to have churches look at their life and the life in their communities different, maybe, than they have before. Not necessarily, but maybe. Well, I want to remind you of the covenant that parents make with God and the church community when their kids are either baptized or move their membership to this church. Acknowledging their need for nurture in a Christian community of caring and concerned people. See, there's that definition of family. You hear me? Do you promise to allow this church community to love and care for your child by bringing them into the life of the Christian community to worship, to teach them the story of our faith, to guide them as they are called into response to the gospel, and to encourage them to be in relationship with other believers as they grow in their faith of God? And the parents say, what? We do, right? Now, as a church community, do you remember your covenant to families with children that join this church? This is the church's response to the family. And also, those who have a spiritual heritage with this child, this local church community, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First United Methodist Church Community, promise to help and support these parents and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing this child with further opportunities to explore their growth relationship with God? And I've never had a church that didn't say, we do. Those are pretty heavy things, aren't they? Do you see why I believe the church is to be our family? We have a responsibility as a church, not only to each other, but also to each other's children and grandchildren. I believe that it's extremely important that our relationships within the church, not only with our children and youth, but within each other as adults, get back to the biblical examples of love, support, and accountability. And that goes back to that trust, right? Trusting that we have each other's best interest at heart. You know, by the way, the love chapter in 1 Corinthians, not the love boat. I thought I heard somebody over here thinking love boat. Anyway, the love chapter in 1 Corinthians, right? You know, that wasn't written for a husband and wife. Do you all realize that? I know that's where we hear it mostly is in weddings. Paul wrote that to the church, how we should treat each other in the church. That's what that chapter is all about. All right, another sermon. All right. So, next, grandparents.